This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Efiraz. Active ingredient, Defirazirox. This leaflet provides important information about using Efiraz. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Efiraz. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Efiraz? Efiraz contains the active ingredient Defirazirox. Efiraz is used to treat a condition called iron overload, which happens when the body has too much iron. This can occur after repeated blood transfusions. The body has no natural way to remove excess iron which comes with blood transfusions. Efiraz is also used to treat patients who have iron overload associated with their thalassemia syndromes, but who are not transfusion dependent. In patients with non-transfusion dependent thalassemia syndromes, iron overload may develop over time due to increased absorption of dietary iron in response to low cell counts. Over time, this excess iron can damage important organs such as the liver and heart. What should I know before I use Efiraz? Warnings. Do not use Efiraz if you are allergic to Defirazirox or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions such as kidney or liver problems, have low platelet or white blood cell counts, have an advanced stage of myelodysplastic syndrome, MDS, or advanced cancer. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. These include cyclosporin, used to prevent organ rejection following transplantation, or to treat rheumatoid arthritis or atopic dermatitis. Midazolam, a medicine used for sedation. Simvastatin, a medicine used to treat high cholesterol. Hormonal contraceptive agents, birth control medicines. Their effectiveness may be reduced whilst taking Efiraz, and therefore additional contraception should be used whilst taking this medicine. Certain painkillers, or anti-inflammatory medicines, e.g. aspirin, ibuprofen, corticosteroids, oral bisphosphonates, medicines used to treat osteoporosis, anticoagulant medicines, medicines used to prevent or treat blood clots, antacids that contain aluminum should not be taken at the same time of day as Efiraz. Repaglinide, a medicine used for type 2 diabetes. Medicines for epilepsy or sedation, e.g. phenytoin, phenobarbitone. Ritonavir, a medicine used to treat HIV. Rifampicin, a medicine used to treat tuberculosis. Paclitaxel, a medicine used in the treatment of cancer. Cholestyramine, a medicine used to remove bile acids. Theophylline, a medicine used to treat respiratory diseases such as asthma. Busulfan, a medicine used in treatment prior to bone marrow transplant. Other medicines that are processed in the body like theophylline your doctor should know about include clozapine, cyclobenzaprine, imipramine, haloperidol, fluvoxamine, mixilitine, naproxen, olanzapine, riluzole, tacrine, tizanidine, zilutin and zolmitriptan. Some medicines may interfere with Efiraz and affect how it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Efiraz. How do I use Efiraz? How much to take? The dose of Efiraz is related to your body weight. Your doctor will determine the dose you need to take. The usual starting dose is 14 mg per kilogram body weight each day for patients receiving regular blood transfusions. For patients not receiving regular blood transfusions, the usual starting dose is 7 mg per kilogram body weight each day. A higher or lower starting dose may be recommended by your doctor, based on your individual needs. Depending on your response, your doctor may increase the dose to a maximum of 28 mg per kilogram body weight daily, if you receive regular blood transfusions, or 14 mg per kilogram body weight, if you are not receiving regular transfusions. Follow the instructions provided and use Epheris until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take Epheris? Epheris should be used at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. Take your medicine either on an empty stomach or with a light meal. Do not take this medicine with a high-fat meal. Food can interfere with the absorption of this medicine. If you cannot swallow the tablets whole, you can crush them. Then sprinkle all of it onto soft food like yogurt or applesauce, apple puree. You should then eat it all immediately. Do not keep any to have later. If you forget to use Epheris, Epheris should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your medicines as you would normally. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you use too much Epheris, if you think that you have used too much Epheris, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Epheris? Things you should do. Call your doctor straight away if you are about to be started on any new medicines, are going to have surgery. Tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. Notice your urine output becomes substantially reduced. This could be a sign of a problem with your kidneys. Become pregnant while taking this medicine. Are about to have any blood tests. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Epheris. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may do some tests such as blood, urine, or magnetic resonance imaging, mere to make sure the medicine is working and to prevent unwanted side effects. Your eyesight and hearing may be tested during treatment as a precautionary measure. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. Do not take Epheris to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Epheris affects you. Epheris may cause dizziness in some people. If you experience dizziness, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack, they may not keep well. Keep your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink, or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects: nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, pain in the abdomen, bloating, constipation or indigestion, rash, headache, itching, fever or symptoms of a cold or flu, cough or sore throat, dizziness, swelling of the arms or legs, change in the color of your skin, anxiety, trouble sleeping, tiredness, sore muscles or joints, hair loss. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. These side effects are usually mild and short-lived. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Rash, red skin, blistering of the lips, eyes, or mouth, skin peeling, High fever, flu-like symptoms and enlarged lymph nodes, signs of severe skin reaction, a substantially reduced urine output, sign of kidney problem, vomiting with blood and or black stools, frequent heartburn, or abdominal pain, ulcers, particularly after eating or taking the drug, blurred, cloudy, or partial loss of vision, hearing disturbances, sudden back pain, or pain on the right side of the abdomen, signs of gallstones, severe upper stomach pain, pancreatitis. Tell your doctor, as soon as possible, if you notice any of the following. These are serious side effects that may require medical attention. Difficulty in breathing or swallowing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or throat. Severe itching of the skin with a red rash or raised bumps. Drowsiness, upper right abdominal pain, yellowing of the skin or eyes and dark urine, signs of liver problems. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Efferus contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. 90 mg, 180 mg, or 360 mg Efferazirox. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Crospovidone. Magnesium stearate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Poloxima. Povidone. Opidry Complete Film Coating System 03F505168 Blue, ARTGPI number 123028. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Efferus looks like. Efferus tablets are available in 3 different strengths. Efferus 90 mg, blue, film-coated capsule-shaped biconvex tablet debossed with M on one side and DF on the other, Ostar 331686. Efferus 180 mg, blue, film-coated capsule-shaped biconvex tablet debossed with M on one side and DF1 on the other, Ostar 331685. Efferus 360 mg, blue, film-coated capsule-shaped biconvex tablet debossed with M on one side and EF2 on the other, Ostar 331687. The tablets are available in blister packs of 30. Who distributes Efferus? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30-34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in November 2023. Efferus is a Viatris company trademark. Efferus _CMI/NOF23/00.